Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Aid Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You are here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host. Happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence, thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. That's where you can find all things me, the good, the bad, and the in-between. I won't say ugly, but the good and the bad for sure. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you like this show, the content, the guests, this is an information breakdown segment. So if you're on the homepage, go under video, that's what it's called. But if you like any of that, you can become a sponsor of this show. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. And you can become a patron, patreon.com/AnomicAge. So you can do both of those. Excuse me. Right there at AnomicAge.com. I implore you. I suggest, I humbly ask of your patronage, AnomicAge.com. Because this whole thing's free for you, but not free for me, folks. Not free at all. I've been putting out tons of content lately, and I got tons more content coming at you. And if you're thinking where to guest, well, I've taken a bit of a break from the guests, as I mentioned several shows back. Doesn't mean we're not going to have guests anymore. It just means I'm not having them right now. I might. Soon. We'll see. That ain't the problem, though. The real issue is the show. The stuff. The infernal insanity. The deluge of corruption. Scum, villainy, mayhem, despair, death, destruction. It's all there, folks. I don't need guests to tell me that. But I digress. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Best way you can support the show. You can go directly there at the homepage to the iTunes connection and listen to it directly. But some people are going, hey, I want to see the full show as well as hear it. So, AnomicAge.com is where this joker is streaming live right now. It's also going live on Facebook and Twitter, but hey, let's go to AnomicAge.com. But wait, there's more. iPhone app and Android app, if you got those, then you don't have to worry. Because you can just check this whole thing out direct. Yeah, AnomicAge.com is happening for you, no matter where you are. Subscribe by email link. But wait, there's one more thing. You can, of course, subscribe to the free newsletter. And when things pop off, or when everything gets shut down, you'll be receiving a nice little newsletter. I've been getting lax on that, and I assure you, I'm coming back. Don't worry. You'll receive a newsletter soon enough. But if you're just following the show, then you don't worry about it. And if you can do no more, then you can share the links, like all the likes, and subscribe to all the subscriptions. This is great water cooler conversation. This is fodder for family dinners and those fun-filled holidays that are just so fun. They're hardly imaginable. They're so much fun. But I digress on all of that. You didn't come here for that. You came here for this. So luckily, there you are, and here I am. We're going to delve into it this evening, folks. We got oh so much to discuss. Oh, so much to talk about. We're all the way up to 289. I can't believe it myself, actually. Title of this episode, Small Town Surrender. So we'll be getting into sort of the dichotomy of two individuals of note, I guess you could say. Jason Aldean and Ice Cube. We'll get into both of those gentlemen this evening. And really, the more I unpack this thing, folks, the more that this whole Jason Aldean thing just stinks. I got to tell you. I'm not suggesting that it's all a big publicity stunt ruse, but the whole thing just stinks, really. It does. So first, we had some sort of video and a song that had been out for a couple months. Nobody seemed to give a rooty poo. All of a sudden, lo and behold, the press catches wind of it. Well, how does that usually happen? I would suggest usually through a publicist, but I digress. The press catches wind that old Jason Aldean is singing about, how does it go again? You can't do try that in a small town, yeah. Anyway, he's trying that in a small town, and he's filming it in Tennessee. Okay, well, nothing to see here. But wait, he's filming it at a, apparently notorious to like a half dozen people, a notorious location of a lynching about 100 years ago. So that raised the ire of the usual suspect, protected classes, the communist ilk, the BLMs, the Antifas, and all their paid, loyal subjects of nothing. But, yeah, I guess it raised the ire of all of them, coincidentally enough. No publicist needed, right? But, yeah, then they got their fur all raised about it, and we got backlashes and, you know, it made the media circuit. It went viral, if you will. And everybody was up in arms about it. You had the communist, oh, my goodness, how could he do this at the side of a lynching? And then you had the conservative side because you got to play the tribalism and get back and forth like rock'em sock'em robots. So then you had the conservative side. Oh, my gracious, it's so good to hear this lovely little ditty about how small town America ain't going to take it no more, right? We're not going to take it from Twisted Sister. Now we've just flipped the script and made the song not so good and the video, who cares? But yeah, you know, we've put that in the small town environment and by doing so, put them in the crosshairs of the communist filth, you know? Anyway, so everybody was all too happy to pat him on the back and self-high-five and oh my goodness, way to go. Don't try that in a small town. You know, if you bring your liberal bull to middle America, so the song says, there'll be repercussions for them actions. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's actually true or not. I would sort of always err on the side of weakness, cowardliness, and do-nothingness, because that seems to be the hallmark stock and trade of America. Holy cow, what's up with that? That seems to be the hallmark stock and trade of America, no matter where you happen to be, via the small town or the big city. It don't matter. Everybody's going to sit back and relax and do nothing. That seems to be the new, that should be the new motto of America. Not freedom, liberty, justice for all. Not red, white, and blue, but do nothingness. Okay, so you're wondering why I'm circling the drain here, but wait, there's more. Let's pull it up on the screen for you, because this actually was from a couple days ago, I believe, anyway. It says 2-3 minutes ago. I don't think that's right. Let me update it. See about that. All right. Well, in my humble opinion, it was from several days ago. But nevertheless, from Yahoo.com. Yahoo.com, spinning a yarn. He tried it. Country singer Aldean backtracks on BLM scene in music video. That's right, folks. A black teenager was lynched in the 20s. Boasts that criminals... Yeah. We get the deal. We get the deal, bro. So, bottom line is, he backtracked on the whole thing. I don't know what sort of repercussions he was reaping, but we do know that he took out the scenes that I guess insinuated or included Black Lives Matter. So, in essence, we went from a something to a nothing in about a week span, in my humble opinion anyway. I don't really give a rat's backside about country music. It ain't country music in the truest sense of the word. It's just country. It's pop music with a twang. That's really all it is. So, you know, do all the posturing and fit in to the prescribed outfit. And I guess, you know, if you squint your eyes and pretend, then it's country. I don't know, man. It's all about the outfit. It's all really just about fitting in. That's really it, man. Whether or not you're a hippie, punk, metal, goth, hardcore, country even, folks. It's really all about fitting in. So you've got to wear the prescribed and culturally approved costume, do all the things that you're supposed to do, and we all fit in well and we accept you. That's pretty much it. So with old Aldean, I have more concern than anything. I think this is all a big publicity stunt, a big hoax, a big hooey, a big dodge, a big con, a big who the bleep cares. Because just like any good slave, he done backtracked and went back to plantation. Just that simple, folks. So you can't very well be controversial. You can't very well be standing up for anything. You can't very well be conservative or speaking out against the tyranny or anything else if you turn around, backslide, or as the article pretends, backtrack and do exactly what they want you to do. I don't even like the politics of Rage Against the Machine for one solitary second, but bleep you, I won't do what you tell me rings a bell. It sure does. And I even put this on me Facebook, didn't I? Let me see if I can find it for you. Because I put this little ditty up. And it's quite apropos, I must say. Oh, come on. It's a great hardcore band, in my humble opinion, called Chokehold. Yeah, that's the one. Deaf to Reason. It's a great Chokehold song. And before anybody freaks out and I start getting flack from all the usual suspects because I don't fit in with your club either. Yeah, Chokehold is a very communist band. They're as left as you can get. They're pro-death. They're pro-murdering babies or whatever. You know, I don't care. But Deaf to Reason is a great song. I like it a lot. And the chorus is, never will I give in. And I think that's key. It's crucial even. Because you got all these people doing their song and dance, getting up and playing the part, wearing the costume, pretending in the land of make-believe that they are what they assert themselves to be. But in the end, you caved in. And I don't know if it was Aldean, if it was his managers, or if it was his publicist, who I would perceive being behind this whole shtick, but you caved in. That's just a plain, simple, God-honest truth of the whole thing. And with these people, oh my goodness, are you disparaging people of melanin? No, you scum. I say these people as the communist, satanic, global death cult pedophile trash. Because those are the people that are pulling the strings here. They come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. They might be Jews or blacks or whites or what have you. It doesn't matter, folks. Those are all just monikers that make the slaves feel comfortable. What they really are is a totalitarian global satanic death cult. That's as plain as you can say it. Bottom line is, obviously somebody's got the purse strings of Aldine. And the problem, I would say, with any mainstream act that doesn't have the proverbial bleep you money, their purse strings are tied by somebody. So if you don't go along to get along, you're going to be going along to get along at the unemployment line, at the washed-up has-beens line, or at the never-was line. So I would probably suggest that that's what happened to old Aldine. Oh, my goodness, we're getting some backlash from the satanic foot soldiers of BLM and Antifa at our concerts and events. We better just go ahead and make them all feel better by taking out those disparaging scenes. What scenes might those be? The actual newscast scenes of the filth pile, bipedal pieces of human garbage that were burning down cities. Excuse me. Yeah, that'd be the ones. All colors, shapes, and sizes were out there. BLM and Antifa, they were made up of primarily paid off and blacks that believed the hype of the victimhood Olympics. And of course, they were also made up by the indoctrinated K-12 indoctrination liberal trash whites. Oh, they had 10 or 12 degrees and they were super smart, right? You just scum no matter how they stack it, folks. Doesn't matter the color of the scum, it's scum. No matter how you stack it, shape it up, mold it, or size it, it's still scum. They're the ones that were behind this filth. The burning down of the cities, the raping, the murdering, the pillaging, all under the guise of St. George Floyd. Or say her name, Breonna Taylor, or whatever the latest incarnation of disparaged in the victimhood Olympics. So, Aldine did what his handlers told him to do, and he backed down. And that, again, I'll underscore this, is one of the biggest issues. You cannot back down to the filth. It's that old give an inch, they'll take a mile. That's just the facts. Because cowering down, surrendering, apologizing, caving in, or as the article suggests, backtracking, that shows them, the global satanic death cult pedophiles and their foot soldiers in the brown, black, red shirts, whatever you want to call them, that shows the people that are pulling this off that you can be controlled, that you are subordinate to the alphas, that you are scum. So you should never apologize. You should never give in. You should never back down. You should do exactly what these pieces of human garbage do. You should double down, triple down, and quadruple down if you can. I'd suggest he make another video that shows nothing but this kind of scum. Burning down cities. Raping, murdering, pillaging. I'd suggest you take it all the way back to the burning down of the cities in the Rodney King riots, where they were dragging that trucker out of the cab and throwing rocks at him. Korean grocers are on the store roofs of their buildings with all kinds of armaments, so that didn't go down too well there. But the scum that went along to get along, well, you saw what happened there. But wait, there's more, because I've talked this to death, but I want to flip the script a little bit. I want to take us in another direction. Because we've highlighted the weak, but I want to highlight the strong. Because Ice Cube, he must have some of that proverbial bleep you money. Because he's taking his handlers and saying, you can stuff it. Not only am I going out of line here, I'm going to talk to those evil crackers. I'm going to talk to them evil conservatives and everything. And that's exactly what he's been doing. He's been making the rounds, folks. He's been speaking way out of school because he's not following the narrative at all. Let's play a little of this because we need to hear something from somebody that's not a weak piece of garbage that's going to backtrack after the American morons fell for that scum. Let's check it out.
So why would you be doing this of all interviews? I mean, you could do an interview with anyone. You're doing an interview with me. Obviously, you're going to take abuse for doing that. Like, why would you do that?
Because I think it's silly not to talk to people. I think whether we agree or not,
right,
that has nothing to do with it. You know, it's like this is what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's debate. And you know, I've been shut
out. That sounds like right-wing extremism and whataboutism.
But I've been shut out. You know, some platforms will not have me on.
Why?
They don't like that I'm, you know, an independent thinker. I'm not part of the herd. I'm not part of the go along to get along gang, so to speak. So
that's right.
You know, I'm an outsider, and so you know, I'm not part of the club. So I have to go places for one that I'm welcome,
yeah,
and where I can voice my opinion without somebody, you know, saying I'm a bad person and that they never want to have me on their platform again.
What platforms have banned you?
I tried to go on The View. They didn't have me on The View.
Why?
Well, a few of the guests just really didn't like where I was coming from. So, or a few of the hosts, I mean. So that's what I was told by the producers. You know, I don't know if the producers was just copping out and using some of the hosts to not have me come on and explain myself, but
you'd be a good booking for them.
I've been on.
So, I love it, folks. We got strength versus cowardness. Aldean, you showed great cowardness. Ice Cube, thus far, you've shown great strength. And like I've said before, it's very much akin to, I've heard this with a variety of animals, but animals can sense weakness. And humans can sense weakness. Especially when we get into this group mentality, BLM, Antifa, brown shirts, black shirts, red shirts, and all the different incarnations of the communist filth. They can sense the weakness a mile away. So if you portray that weakness, just like in those old Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, you portray that weakness, they're going to pounce on you and rip you apart, just like the lion does to the gazelle. 8 days a week and twice on Sunday. But in contrast, if you actually want to get off your knees and stop being a sniveling coward and take it strong to the hole like Kwame Brown, that's where Ice Cube's getting that go-along-to-get-along gang, from old Kwame Brown. I love Kwame Brown, so I'd love to speak with that gentleman because he has defied the cult orthodoxy, just like we're seeing Ice Cube defy the cult orthodoxy. And that's the one thing that they are terrified of, people. They are terrified that you're going to see more and more people coming together, just like Tucker Carlson and Ice Cube here. People of all different colors, shapes, sizes, ethnicities, and any point in between. They are terrified of people coming together, realizing that the common enemy is not the person across from them that's a different color from them or have a different background from them. That is the propaganda message they want everyone to believe. The real enemy is the global satanic death cult that wants you all dead. You all, meaning the human race. These people don't give a rat's backside if you are black, white, Latino, Eskimo. They don't give a bleep, folks. They want you dead. They're terrified of what we just saw with Ice Cube. The Aldean stuff, that's exactly what they want. That's that milquetoast, weak, backsliding crap that they love. They should remix that old OJ's song. Instead of Backstabbers, it should be called Backsliders. That's exactly what's up, folks. Because once you capitulate to the scum, they know they've got you. They've won. You may as well go back home and keep being the female dog that you are. That's it. But if you want to stand up, you have to take some heat. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some contracts. What Ice Cube live? How many millions did he lose because he refused to take the vaccine? And look at the parallel. He and his family had enough sense, him being the father of the home, saying, hey, we're not doing that. That's a bunch of garbage. Juxtapose that to LeBron James, all too happy to lap at the boots of the globalists. We're all getting the vaccine. We're all getting booster. We're all jabbed in. We're going to hospital too. Oh, it's a blast, isn't it? Great job. You have sacrificed your son to Moloch. Thankfully, this young man's not dead yet. Hope he does not go down that road. But unfortunately, so many others have. So many others that were just doing the right thing, right? They were protecting others. They were doing the noble thing. They were watching out for their friends and getting the vax. Yeah. Getting a 6 feet dirt nap. More like it. So here we go again, folks. I'm saying this to say just that. I applaud Ice Cube. I don't agree with all his music. I don't agree with everything he's ever done. But I mean, in saying that, I don't agree with everything I've ever done. I don't agree with most of the music I listen to right now. We're going to do another episode that just deals with maturity and the maturation process that we should all be going through, both men and women. But I think it's even more important for men to reach that point of maturity. But I applaud Ice Cube. I hope he keeps it up. And I hope he does keep exposing these pieces of human garbage for what they are. That's all for now. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Please try to get out there and do your part. Make a difference. And I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.